Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Royal Games by Soraya Wilson, performed by Lauren Ezzo. For Justin Baldoni, who plays my second favorite Raphael, and who I kept picturing while writing this story, and for William Shatner, just because Captain James Tiberius Kirk is the coolest. Chapter 1. Genesis, you should probably sit down. I dropped my overnight bag on the wooden floor. I had been traveling for the last 9 hours, and I'd had 2 layovers and a long ride home from the airport in a very gross taxi. All I wanted to do was go upstairs to take a shower and a nap before my shift at the diner started. I had that horrible airplane smell in my clothes, and my poor hair had gone all tangled and frizzy. Nothing good ever happens after someone says that, I told Aunt Sylvia. She fidgeted in her chair, with her hands cradled in her lap. Her fingers were slightly bent and pointing up, trembling. My heart started to beat too fast as worry set in. Is it your MS? Have you had another flare-up? Oh, no, I'm doing fine. It's something else. I couldn't remember her ever sounding quite so anxious. Not when she told me my mother had died. Not when she said the bank was planning to foreclose on the farm. Not when she told me she'd been diagnosed with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. She usually reminded me of the old maple trees outside of our farmhouse. Despite everything she'd gone through, she was steady, strong, and unbending. She wasn't making eye contact with me. I hadn't known her to ever do that. It was freaking me out. Please tell me, you're really scaring me. I don't want you to be angry, but I rented out the guest house. Relief set in as I sat in the armchair across from her. That's a good thing. We so needed the money. The taxes were overdue, we still needed to catch up on the mortgage, and we had some serious repairs to do on the house. We were already living tiny paycheck to tiny paycheck. We had sold off everything we could sell other than the land itself, and I was determined to do whatever I had to do to keep the farm with our family. There might have been a time when I would have just believed that we'd make it somehow, some way, but that was before. How much did you get? I asked. I had spent the summer and fall cleaning and painting the guest house to get it ready to rent. All that work felt worthwhile when Sylvia named a sum that was nearly double what we had hoped for.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?